I was chatting earlier this week with a very, very disappointed and quite bleak Lara Foote. They'd been forced to cancel Kiss of the Spider Women, which Sylvain Strike was directing with an extraordinary cast. And then something I was so looking forward to, The Life and Times of Michael Caine again, with a great cast of actors and puppeteers and puppets made by the Handspring Puppet Company, Basil Jones and Adrian Kohler, their expertise, directed by Lara, with the text, original text, written by J.M. Coetzee. But I couldn't make it work, given the adjusted level 2 regulations. But some brave theatre people do continue. The Cork Bay Theatre, the Follow-Spot Theatre, that continues to perform, as does the Drama Factory out in Somerset West. And they are opening, or have already opened, I'll find out now, a really interesting new play called The Unlikely Secret Agent. It's based on Ronnie Casserell's book, The Unlikely Secret Agent, which tells the story of his wife, Eleanor. And the play has been written, produced, directed. It's being produced by Erica Maria, who plays Eleanor Casserells. And Paul is in the play playing Ronnie Casserells. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon to the listeners.
Did you open last night, or do you open tonight?
We opened tonight, indeed. We previewed last night to an audience, first audience. It went wonderfully well. I couldn't be happier. Ronnie was in. Ronnie was weeping, which is the best thing that could have happened for me, actually.
Well, how did who had the idea?
This ship was driven by Erica Marais. She found the book in the Half Bay Library and immediately thought it's a story that needed to be told. She contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in adapting it. And I said yes, but I was in a sort of fortunate position of not needing any work. My acting gig busy. And then lockdown happened. And suddenly I had a lot of time on my hands. So this was a lockdown project indeed. We Zoomed with Ronnie. We met him online. And one of the advantages of this is it meant that I could almost pick and choose which cast members I wanted, because our theatre industry had ground to such a halt. I was able to really choose a wonderful cast, which we're lucky to have.
Yeah, I mean, there's you, there's Erica, who's a really fabulous, fabulous actress, and
Gideon
Lombard is stunning.
People know from his award-winning performance in Mark Baer's adaptation, the adaptation of Mark Baer's Dirk van Appels.
And I was lucky enough to share the stage with Sanda Shandu in Allen Committee's Richard III, and I've seen him in other stuff, so it's a really strong cast. I mean, how do you adapt Eleanor Casserell's life to, I don't know, a 70-minute experience on the stage?
Yes. Well, obviously, you know, you can't put everything that's in a book on the stage. There just isn't enough time. So what I did is, I looked at the incidents that, for me, captured who she was and portrayed what happened to her. So, to sort of encapsulate the story, this young, middle-class, comfortable single mom living in Durban with no particular strong political views fell in love with this young, hot-headed man who was Ronnie Casserells. I guess views now would say she became radicalized, but I don't really see it as that. She just did what she thought was right, had the courage to follow her convictions. And because she'd been raised by an engineer, she discovered that she had the talent for building timers for bombs. And within a couple of months, she and Ronnie were, for Mkhonto we Sizwe, running a campaign of sabotage in Durban. They took out the power station, the electricity pylons. They took out the central post office. And they also, very bravely, planted a bomb at the offices of the dreaded security branch.
And Paul, the playing, I mean, in Erica's case, I mean, real person, but no longer with us, Ronnie's case, playing somebody who's sitting in the audience watching you, what's that like?
Well, it all became very real the night before last when he came to watch our final dress rehearsal. And, you know, there he was. And I had to play him, you know, with him as an audience member. But we've had a very good relationship throughout the entire process. Obviously, he had to obviously agree to and sign off to the treatment of this. He's been so supportive and so wonderful. He's such a warm, personable man. He met the cast last night, and I just couldn't believe what a humble but interesting and interested in us person he was. It really has been quite an experience.
And this is a little bit unusual for the Drama Factory recently in that you're having a longer run than normal. Generally, it'll be two or three nights over a weekend, but you're getting four, you know, current times, an extended run of just over a week, I believe.
Yes, well, we're on for from the 10th to the 20th. Well, we've got a large cast, which, you know, these days is unusual in theatre because there really just aren't the budgets for that anymore. But we've been lucky. Eric has taken the risk on this. And, you know, it's first and foremost a love story set in turbulent times. And, you know, when I initially set out to write this, I tried to write a one-woman play, which just, for me, didn't work because it was such an interesting time. You know, internationally, JFK had just become president. Checkpoint Charlie established. Martin Luther King made his I Have a Dream speech. The Bay of Pigs invasion happens. You know, the Beatles released Love Me Do. Elvis released I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
I need to interrupt because I've got to keep an eye on the clock go to news. So just the details. It's the Drama Factory in Somerset West, which one can look up fairly easily, until the 20th. Performances at what time of the day?
7:30 usually, and then we have matinees at 4 o'clock on Sundays and Saturdays.
And the 7:30 start finishes in time to get people home by the curfew.
Yes, and all COVID protocols are in place. Temperatures are taken. Audiences are socially distanced. People have to wear their masks. So because the audiences are socially distanced, the houses are smaller, so I really would encourage people to book. A couple of our nights are already, I'm pleased to say, sold out.
Delighted to hear it. I wish you well for the run. Paul du Toit, the writer, the director, and one of the actors in The Unlikely Secret Agent, on from tonight at the Drama Factory in Somerset West.